Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The DM with Audrey, Brianne, and Tyree.
On last week's episode, we reviewed the film Late Night with costume designer Mitchell Travers.
And on this week's episode of The DM, we'll be reviewing Netflix The Queen's Gambit. The Queen's Gambit is a 2020 American coming-of-age period drama miniseries based on Walter Tevye's 1983 novel of the same name. The director of the show is Scott Frank and Alan Scott, and the costumer is Gabriel Binder. Some of their work includes Never Look Away, Back on Track, Raging Inferno, and The Land of Blood and Honey. The makeup artist for this is Daniel Parker. Some of his work is Zero Dark Thirty, Cloud Atlas, Troll, and Band of Brothers. So Netflix released this very beloved show on October 23rd of 2020. It follows an orphan chess prodigy, Beth, who in her quest to become the greatest player, she struggles with drug and alcohol abuse that starts at a young age, because at the orphanage that she goes to back in the 1950s, it was okay to give kids tranquilizers. So she gets hooked on that pretty much at the beginning of the story. The reason she's at an orphanage is her mother committed suicide with her in the car, but she survived. And so the story begins in Kentucky, where she's nine, she's an orphan, and she starts going to the basement to clean off erasers from the chalkboard, and she meets the janitor, Mr. Scheibel. Scheibel is a chess player, and she's just intrigued by it. And so she starts playing chess. And without rambling a little too much, she winds up being a grandmaster is what happens. But there's a lot in between that of her trying to fit in, her getting adopted. And we'll go into that as we get into some of the characterization.
Yeah. So The Queen's Gambit stars Anya Taylor-Joy, and she plays Beth. And Beth is a orphan that learns how to play chess by visualizing it on the ceiling because of the drugs that she's taken. And so through her costumes, I think it's based in the 1950s, 1960s. Mm-hmm. So with her costumes, like when she first got to the orphanage, she had a dress that had her name on it and it said Beth. The dress got taken from her and like she got put into like the uniform. And that was like the first realization of her like losing her identity, like through her wardrobe, which I thought was cute. So then that kept going, like she was addicted to the drugs that they were no longer able to take. Mm-hmm. And then she got adopted and went into high school. And in high school, she got made fun of, or like the girls mocked how she dressed. They were like, oh, you're not supposed to shop at that place. And yeah,
she was wearing like secondhand clothing. Like, it's the funniest scene. Like, her mom takes her to go shopping, and this woman is pulling off stuff on the rack that you're like, girl, that jacket is too short. Like, it's too big. Like, she really doesn't give a damn. But she gets her some new clothes because her husband kind of makes fun of Beth too and is like, does she ever wear anything different? And I'm like, damn. But yeah, Beth gets unfortunately bullied about that.
Yeah, so then she starts playing chess she's always been playing chess, but mm-hmm. the high school didn't have a chess club, so she would steal magazines about chess, and then she entered a competition. So during this time, I guess chess players are like very like nerdy. They're usually men. Like, she was one of the first women to play chess, especially in the United States. And I know that Gabriel, the costume designer, used a lot of like geometrics, and she used a lot of plaid pieces and a lot of like square pattern pieces to kind of pay homage, or like, it's like mirroring the chessboard mm-hmm. with her wardrobe.
Because, like, she'll wear all white. Like, at the end, she wears all white, and she's supposed to be, that's her being the queen chess piece. But then there's also, she wears a lot of, like, geometric shapes, and that's supposed to, like, be a play on the chess board itself. So either she's the board, or she's one of the pieces that they're sort of mimicking in her costuming. And yep. Her palette's pretty, wouldn't you say it's pretty neutral? Like, Yeah, she doesn't really wear a lot of
white.
It's
very neutral. It's very, like, muted. I know that she has a couple, like, she wears, like, yellow. She does have red hair, so they wore a lot of, like, she wore a lot of, like, greens and blues, mm-hmm. like, earth tones. And her wardrobe was kind of based off of, like, the Outsiders with, like, her friend, Benny. They were wearing, like, leather jackets. It was kind of, like, an homage to, like, the Greasers, like, in the Outsiders.
Yeah.
And then one of her outfits was, like, an ode to Elizabeth Taylor. Her character was inspired by Edie Sedgwick and Pierre Cardin and Balenciaga mm-hmm. and, like, Elizabeth Taylor. So they threw a lot of, like, inspiration into her pieces. And with that white look that you were referencing, mm-hmm. in the end, when I was thinking that, it was like a huge like fashion moment. Like she was like queen yeah. of the chessboard or queen of the... But it's also that they're in Russia. And I know a lot of fashion, when you look at fashion, you think of like Europe. And we don't really have moments like that. Like you're not going to see a person walking down the street in like yeah. a white pea coat with a hat and like
in like a matching pant. Like.
So I thought that that was really cool. And her makeup was, it was very like soft, but it played on like her delicacy. I mm-hmm. thought she had like a very demure demeanor.
Yeah.
And like she was definitely going through things. And I was reading that with one of her outfits, the tranquilizer pills mm-hmm. were green and blue.
Yeah.
And I believe, I don't remember, I think she lost in Paris.
Yes.
And she was wearing, like, a pussy bow, uh-huh. and it was green with, like, a blue stripe.
Oh.
And that was an ode to the pills.
I like that. That's, like, little Easter eggs that they hide, like, in filming for, like, people to reference back. That's cool.
Yeah. And there was another moment, like, after her mom died, her mom was wearing, like, a cardigan that was pink mm-hmm. and a shirt that was blue. And then, like, after her mom died, she wore pink and blue
yeah.
to, like, circle back.
Yeah.
So other characters include Bill Camp. He plays William Scheibel, and he is the custodian that taught Beth how to play chess. Mariel Heller plays Alma Wheatley, and that is Beth's adoptive mother. And they had a pretty cool relationship, I would say. They were both, like, going through things, and they would help each other out. Like, she capitalized yeah. on her daughter, and then her daughter learned a lot from her.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob Fortune plays Towns, and he is a fellow chess player that she, like, kind of has a thing for. And then Thomas Brody Sangster plays Benny Watts. And Benny is kind of cool. He reminds me of, like, he always wears, like, hats or, like, leather jackets. He's, like, the cool kid in the chess arena.
Mm-hmm.
And they all end up helping her in the end. Like, she learned a lot from everyone. So
I just wanted to make a little note. So Benny Watts, who's played by Thomas Brody Sangster, he is the little boy from Love Actually, who at the very end, the little girl that's getting on the plane to go to America, and he wants to give her his first kiss, and she comes back. Just wanted to let you guys know that that's that little boy all grown up.
Yes. So we actually, the reason why we did the Queen's Gambit is because that you guys were in our DMs.
All like, in the DMs, all in them.
Recommending this show and telling us to do it. So we are definitely glad that we watched it. The costumes are amazing. The transformation through like time through the 50s to the 60s, that was amazing. So
yeah, like once, I feel like once Beth started winning and earning money through her winnings, you saw such a drastic change in her costuming. And I love just how sharp and neat and put together every look is. Like she never looked sloppy. Even when she was wearing her secondhand stuff,
yeah.
like she always made this attempt to like look put together, but like she really came out of her shell. And like, I just think that the costuming in this is, it's really stunning because there's just some scenes like they did a great job of like with the white and the black, like there would be scenes where you're mesmerized by her coming on screen because you're like, oh, wow, that jacket's like the lapel is really wide
yeah.
and white and great. Like they definitely, Gabrielle, you know, she was able to use costuming to get us to care more about Beth.
And I never questioned the time period.
Mm-hmm.
One last note is the girls in high school wore black and white shoes. And there's a reference when she is going into the secondhand shop and she stops at that lady
mm-hmm.
To, like, look at her. That was her first moment of wanting to identify herself with fashion. Like, her
yeah.
being like, oh, I like fashion. So it shows her going back to buy the chessboard, but she actually bought the black and white shoes too.
Yeah, she did.
So I thought that was cool.
And y'all, that's Queen's Gambit. Again, thank you so much for coming into the DMs and when we had questions on Instagram. I can't tell you, you know, how many times this show came up. So I hope that you guys are happy and enjoying the episode thus far. And we are now getting into the red carpet.
So Anya Taylor-Joy, I love her name, is styled by Law Roche. And Law is famously known for styling Zendaya. And he's famously known just by himself, like with Celine Dion and just everyone else.
Law is doing it.
Period. But the first look we're going to start with is Zimmerman. And this is at the Emma photo call. And this look is like, it's like a mock neck all the way up to her neck. And it's long sleeves. It has a puffer sleeve that starts at her wrist. And it's a full-length gown that goes all the way to the floor. And it's like layered with tiered pieces. So like one piece is lace that's red. One piece is like flowery. One piece is like white and red and pink. It's like a really beautiful gown. What do you think of this?
I think this is so interesting. She looks like the most lovely wrapped up Valentine's Day gift ever. Cause like this dress is like, it's pink and blush and red and raspberry and like all these wonderful like berry colors.
Yeah.
And she looks pretty statuesque in it too. I think a lot of it's because of the cross of the horizontal stripes. Cause it is, it's kind of like striped-ish. I think that's helping add to her height.
Yeah.
But in this tailoring, y'all, I mean, I'm looking at it and this is kissing the ground just like it should. I'm so excited about some good tailoring.
Also, I love the red lip. She's wearing a drop earring that's like simple and she has a pony. I love when women, like, especially if you're wearing like a high neck and a long sleeve and the dress is all the way down to the ground, she just pulled her hair back into like a pony and it's like, I love it.
Yeah, she made this very intricate look be so accessible. Yeah. And I'm very like, I'm taken aback by that. I think she looks great. This is definitely ace. The next look we're going to talk about is Anya and Bora Askew, and she is at a People Now interview. This little number is so cute, guys. So she's in like a very neon hot pink mini dress that has very exaggerated puff sleeves that are 3/4. Then there are ruffles all throughout her bodice. She has another mock turtleneck going on, and it's a little bit of it's basically a tutu style dress, at least the skirt part is, that goes down, hits up pretty high on her thigh. She again has her hair pulled back. She has some gold hoops in, and then she has a really, really cool pair of yellow booties on. Don't know the brand, but they are yellow booties that go all the way up to her, like basically where her calf starts. And they have cute, cute, cute little silver brooches at the points, like where her toes are.
Yeah.
What do you think of this?
Honestly, I don't know. This is actually the first time when... Not the first time I saw this picture, but the first time that I saw Anya Taylor-Joy, someone sent me this photo and I was like, oh, okay, like that's kind of cool. I didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, it's cute. It's orange and pink and yellow. It's very bright. It has a lot of fabric.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, I don't hate it. I think it's cute.
She makes it work. Yeah. I believe her in this, but I'm going to say, guys, that she is probably not wearing this to the right event because this is just a sit-down People magazine interview. This is very, very dressy for something like that. Yeah. I don't know. Perhaps she had a photo call after this or something, but like she's super, super jazzed up just to be hanging out on a gray couch talking about, you know, her film.
Yes.
But it's a great look. I would just put, like, where would you put this look?
I think that this is, like, more editorial, maybe, or it's just, like, I don't know. I would be at a red carpet event, but, like, an after party or something that's, like, a Friday night thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, she was going maybe to a People magazine party.
Party, yeah. Nylon party, something.
But it's cute. I mean, it's cute. I believe her in this, so... I don't think that it's a miss necessarily, but it's just a bit much for what she's doing.
Yeah. So the next look that we're going to talk about, she is wearing Lueve, and she is wearing this to a Emma New York special screening. And this dress is very interesting. It's just like a normal dress at the top It's sleeveless. It has a white strap across her bust line, but it looks like she has like a lace bralette underneath. Mm-hmm. It goes down at her waist. It looks like it's belted with kind of like a basket type waist, like what they used to do in like the 50s. And it goes all the way down to the floor. It has white piping. And it just looks like an outlined silhouette of a dress, but has lace so you can still see underneath. She's wearing a closed-toe shoe. And I actually love this. I mean, Lueve does, like, cool shapes. I love Jonathan Anderson. And I think it's cool. Like, Queen's Gambit, it plays on Queen.
Yeah.
And she looks really cute. I love it.
I think that this also makes sense because it's very geometric. Like, it's basically like this octagon kind of shape once it gets to the peplum part because it's very, it's like a sharp angle instead of a smooth sort of curve. You can see that the step and repeat that she is, it's for the film Emma, but you can see that Vogue is on the step and repeat. So I'm assuming that they were somehow, you know, sponsored or a part of this, associated with it. So I get why she's this glammed up because if Vogue is any part of it, you need to be looking correct. And I think she executes this really well. She's got this drop, long drop earring that is a lot. But again, Anya does this great job of like, she wears the dress doesn't wear her.
Yeah, and they darkened her eyebrows a little bit. And I believe her hair has a couple braids in it. So they went all out for this look. I actually love it.
Yeah, I really like this.
So the next dress that we're going to talk about is from a press event for Emma again, and she is wearing vintage Bob Mackie, and this is actually a vintage wedding dress.
Oh, and wow.
Yeah. So the neck is like a, I don't know if that's a part of the dress, but it's like a collared, jeweled, like diamond choker that goes like all the way up to her neck, but it lays across her chest because like the...
It's like her, a neck piece, not like a necklace.
Right. And, like, her busts are out, so it's, like, a deep plunging U-shape with, like, kind of cap sleeves that are, like, lace placed on there. Like,
very delicate, lace.
And then the dress goes all the way down to the floor. It has, like, a shiny midriff, and then it has lace skirt, like, at the bottom, and a lace, like, under her bust. So it has a couple mixed medias, but she looks great. Like, it's tailored perfectly. Her body looks great. She has a bun or something, whatever that's called, an updo. She looks cute. What do you think?
Yeah, so Tyree and I were talking about this before we started recording, and I was saying, this is a look, it looks like she was, like, dipped into this dress. Like, it just looks like liquid on her because it's fitted so well. Like, and it's not tight by any means, but just, it's hugging in all the right places. She has the figure to pull this off because you can't be too curvy because it's quite narrow in the waist and also down through the rest of the skirt. Her tail, I gotta give another thumbs up to them because this is another really, really well-tailored kissing the ground dress. And I just, this girl can wear the hell out of a dress.
Also,
my goodness.
Shout out to Law, the image architect. And
there
that is why we get looks that are like perfectly, like he can literally, him, a tailor, and the people, like the team, they image architects, because it literally looks like things are made for people.
Yep. If you guys don't know La Roach, you should follow him on Instagram. He is, like Tyree said, he is an image, what do you call him? An image?
he calls himself that, but yes, an image architect.
There we go. And the last dress we are going to talk about is Miss Anya and Halpern going to Good Morning America. This is wild. it is an off-the-shoulder dress that has a stripe across her bust that is cheetah print. Then it is long-sleeved and also cheetah print. But then we get to the rest of the mini dress, which is like a balloon skirt, and that's all like a black embroidered sort of material. Then we get to the bottom, which is, I'm going to say it's a pair of boots. Do we think those are boots or tights?
I think she's wearing tights, but then like the shoes are also.
Got it. So she's wearing matching cheetah tights and a matching cheetah, some kind of a frilly looking like sandal. So cheetah legs, cheetah arms, cheetah across the bust, and a black balloon mini dress is what she's got going on. And her hair is just pulled back. I don't see any other like accessories, but I mean, for an outfit like this, do you really need anything else?
I love this. Mm-hmm. And I love this because she is letting her outfit speak for itself. Like, yeah. She doesn't have jewelry. She doesn't have anything. She just has this outfit, and she is strutting. Like, mm-hmm. It's New York. I'm sure it's probably cold. People have their hoods up and stuff. And she's just out, like, strutting around in some leopard. And I feel like leopard makes you feel, like, kind of sexy. Yeah. So, like, she's definitely giving me, like, I'm feeling this. And I think that is something, like, with the outfit we talked about earlier, like, the people now, it would have been a better shot like this. Yeah. Like, this looks more like editorial or more like POW. Mm-hmm. So
I think that this is not what you wear to Good Morning America. Because Good Morning America, you guys know, like, it's our parents watch that, older women usually. So if you've got someone, you know, 50 plus, I don't think they'd understand this look. They'd be like, oh, that girl looks interesting.
I totally forgot she was going to Good Morning America. Right,
in this outfit. I think this is late night TV. Like, I wish she wore this to The Late Show or like Jimmy Kimmel or something. I think she's at the wrong event in it.
I don't mind it. I mean, it is Good Morning America, which is fine, but she made a statement. Mm-hmm. It's very memorable. And
as a whole, the look is put together, yeah. And she looks snatched, and like everything is just fitting, like Tyree said, fitting the way that it should. And it's a look. She looks great. Yeah. You know, like this girl, I'm looking at the, you know, the looks we've gone over, guys, and she really hits it every single time. And even though maybe we don't agree with where the outfit itself is selling. It's, you know, it's being sold to me, what she's given us.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Anya in the future. I'm excited to see what she does with Law. And hopefully we'll have some, like, red carpet soon so we can really see where they go with their looks.
Yeah, because these two are fire together.
Yeah.
And that concludes the red carpet.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us on another episode of The DM with Audrey Brianne and Tyree, where we reviewed Netflix, The Queen's Gambit. You'll find links to The Queen's Gambit homepage and streaming services in the description box below. A special thank you to Nearby Sound for our theme song.
If you enjoyed the show, please introduce your friends to our work, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on thedm.net or on Instagram at Audrey Brianne and at Tyree Style. The DM is produced by Joe Passarelli, Audrey Brianne, and Tyree.